Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Gold is the so-called king of metals. Has left a lot of the retail investors' radar screens since the advent of Bitcoin and the other so-called cyber coins. Don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it's definitely true. Not so much as the actual numbers are concerned, as gold seems to be on a new tear of late, breaking through the $2,000 an ounce resistance level it had held for years, and even its second resistance level of $2,200 an ounce, pressing up against the $2,300 an ounce level now, and up $40 just yesterday. Many someones are obviously spending their money on it, or should I say investing in it. With Bitcoin having garnered about $1.4 trillion in funds from investors, gold sports a whopping $14.6 trillion market cap. I can't really say for sure why gold is popping right now, but I suspect it is reacting like it usually reacts. That is to say, it sniffs out inflation, jittery markets, societal and political upheaval, and government printing presses gone haywire. We can comfortably say we definitely have most, if not all, of those in today's day and age. Gold's price topped the $2,000 an ounce level briefly in the mid-2020s, again in the mid-2022s, and early in 2023, only to back off each time. Here we sit in the spring of 2024, and this breakout appears a little different. It has vaulted past those three previous highs and is near vertical right now. At least it was at the time I made this newscast, which was just a couple of days ago from when you're hearing it. That said, as it often happens, once I publicly mention an investment, it might sneer its nose at me and back off in price. So goes the fun of a financial newsman. Both Bitcoin and gold are tracking upwards lately, and something is afoot to garner such moves in what could be called anti-dollar plays. Not a whole lot of investors out there invest in either Bitcoin or gold for the most part. One could say both are bought by the fringy investor. That is to say, perhaps the conspiracy theorists and those that distrust governments and the paper dollars they use, or should I say the paper dollars they abuse. Right or wrong, no matter who buys such things like Bitcoin and gold, there's a fair amount of people buying both of these right now, evident by the price rise in the two investments. The U.S. government is the largest holder of Bitcoin with over 200,000 of the coins. But don't get too excited thinking Washington is a fan of Bitcoin. Its stash of tokens was seized from cyber criminals and the dark web. Governments, including ours, do buy gold, however, held in various places around the country. Fort Knox is well known, rightly so or not, for containing a heck of a lot of the yellow stuff, as do other central bank vaults around the world. The U.S. is said to possess 8,133 metric tons of the stuff, and we really don't know where all of it is kept, and that's probably a good thing. It is said central banks hold gold to offset inflation and impart a sense of trust to their currency. Since gold has no counterparty risk, is no one's promise to pay, and it can't be artificially reproduced, it is regarded, at least by some people, as the only real money. Governments on one hand possess it, but badmouth it at the same time, some might argue. The theory goes is that they want to own it, but might not like it if you do. I say this because I read enough business news daily to make a normal person puke, and I rarely see it, if ever, that gold is recommended by a major investment house, brokerage firm, or Main Street analyst. I do see it mentioned around the outer edges of investment newsletters, however, those written by what you might call the more radical analysts and the so-called doomsayers of the world. Even if financial advisory firms do recommend it, it's not a current recommendation or a common recommendation, and usually not a large one. In conclusion, most of the press in the past few years has covered much more about the Bitcoin movement than the price of gold. However, the recent move in gold is indeed an interesting phenomenon that I'll be keeping a close eye on. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, today's newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. And our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.